We're here on KSOM, and we're talking high school baseball. Underwood is top-ranked in Class 2A, the defending state champs, and they're looking to go back this year and make it back-to-back. Joining us now is one of the leaders for this Underwood baseball team, Garrett Lutt, with us here on KSOM. Garrett, good to talk to you. How are you feeling so far about your team season?
We've had a really good start to the year. We've played a lot of good games. We're putting the pieces together right now. We had some young guys come in this year. You know, last year we had a lot of seniors graduate. They were really good. And it's been real nice to see some of the young guys step up and, do things that seniors last year could do. And it's been real nice to, start this year off on a good team.
Who are some of the young guys that have stepped up for you this year?
We got, I think, 4 or 5 freshmen that have really made a big impact this year. Maddox McHaleson, Hudson Ross, Blake Brenzel, Gavin Miles, and then Ryan Fletcher. They've all played a big part in our success this year, and they're mature beyond their years.
Well, you had a lot of blowouts to start the season, but lately teams have been playing you tough, like Tri-Center. The other night, it came down to the wire, I guess. 2-1, you were able to pull it out. You got a 3-2 win over St. Albert, a 5-3 win over Spencer, 5-1 over Trainer. How important is it to get these tests, to get these close games?
It's huge for us. It's not always very fun playing blowouts. The close games are the games you want to play, and those are the ones that make you better ultimately, and it's always good for everybody to have a little test and, get a little competition here and there and see some good pitching and see some good teams. And, it's always good. And it always makes us better to play in a close game like that.
Well, you're on the mound. You've been sterling. At the plate, you've been awesome as well. But let's talk a little bit about pitching. How have you felt in that department, and how have things been going? And, do you feel like you are where you should be pitching-wise?
I do. I think I've thrown the ball pretty well this year. My velo is a little bit up from last year, and I'm throwing a lot of strikes. My off speed has been pretty good this year. I've been able to throw for strikes. I've been able to throw for swings and misses. And, it comes down to, the pitch calling from our coach. And, it makes it real easy on me when he calls pitches and I don't really have to think about what I have to throw. And, it makes it super easy on me.
Is that something you're going to have to learn as you go along, as you go to University of Iowa and on above, maybe, is learn to call your own game?
I don't necessarily think so. I don't think I would necessarily have to do that. I think usually either catchers or pitching coaches call them in college. So, I don't think that's something I would have to pick up on, but if I needed to, I could, that'd just be another lesson for me to learn.
Yeah. How many different pitches do you throw?
So I throw 4 different pitches. I throw a 4-seam fastball, a changeup, a curveball, and then a slider.
Which one has it been, for you that you've had the hardest work at to try and get down?
My changeup. My changeup has had its ups and downs through the years, and it wasn't very good last year. I couldn't really throw it for a strike. Didn't have much movement. This year it's gotten better. It's still not where I think I'd want it to be, but, it's getting better every time I pitch.
Do you see yourself more as a pitcher or a hitter?
I see myself as a hitter more. Yeah. That's what I got recruited as. And I enjoy hitting a lot more than I do pitching. So,
okay. Yeah. So pitching is going to be a short time thing for you. It's going to be batting in the future.
Most likely. Yes. Most likely.
Well, your batting average continues to rise. You had .490 last year. Now it's just like unconscious. At one point you were 1,000 to start the season, but it's now I don't know what's wrong with you. You're down to .677, Garrett.
I know.
You must be in a slump or something like that.
Yeah.
and of course we're joking, but what's it been like, just the progression and learning at the plate and, just putting on some godly numbers so far this year, and you're still a junior.
I think like this year more, it's been about being patient at the plate, getting my pitch. I don't see very many strikes. And so when I do, I got to be ready to go and I got to be ready to hit. And, you know, sometimes it's about being patient. Sometimes it's about being aggressive. It's kind of just knowing the situation, knowing what I need to do, what count it is. And usually my approach is to just hit the ball hard, not try and do too much.
Yeah, and you've only struck out one time. And, you know, really, you haven't struck out much, you know, throughout your entire career at Underwood. I mean, what have you done to discipline yourself to prevent that from happening?
I think my dad instilled that into me at a young age. You know, it was the kind of thing where, you know, he always told me never strike out looking. And, you know, strikeouts are going to happen, but, you know, it's always good to put pressure on the defense. And, you know, two strikes, shorten up, widen out, and just put the ball in play. Because, you know, you can't do much with a strikeout. You can always find a way putting a ball in play or working a walk or something like that. So I think, you know, just from a young age, I've just always not liked to strike out. You know, nobody does, but it's been a thing I work on and, you know, don't try and do very often.
Well, it's only been 14 times, so not very many. Sometimes incredible stat there. How did you first fall in love with baseball?
I think it's my parents. They've instilled the love for baseball for me, and I think it's only grown as I've gotten older. You know, it's taken me to a lot of really cool places. I've met a lot of really cool people. You know, just I've created bonds with, you know, so many people that I'll be friends with forever just because of the bonds that I've made playing baseball. And you know, playing high school ball in Iowa, we play in the summer. And during the summer, we all spend a lot of time together. And I think, you know, that's what makes it so fun is that all of us are just, we're best friends. We do a lot of things together. And, you know, we're always really with each other and, you know, having fun. And that makes playing just a whole lot more fun.
Don't you think other states should follow what Iowa's done is play high school ball in the summer? I mean, it's a heck of a lot better than playing in the spring, don't you think?
You know, I do and I don't. There's upsides and downsides to it. Playing in the spring is really cold. Playing in the summer also allows people to play, you know, all the sports they want to play. You know, I think bigger schools don't usually do that, but at a small school like Underwood, you got to play all the sports to, I don't know what the right word is, but necessarily make people happy. You know, you just go out for all the sports. That's what you do as a small school. But there's also perks to having in the spring, you know. But I really enjoy playing in the summer.
Yeah. You said that baseball has taken you to different places and you met different people. Like, what are some of the places that really stood out and people that you've had a chance to meet?
You know, I've been to a lot of different states to play baseball. You know, I've been at some really, really cool fields. You know, I've gotten to play at a lot of like spring training fields down in like Florida, Arizona, you know, a bunch of cool different fields. And then, you know, some of the places, the environments you get to play in, like Carroll, that's a really cool place, especially when we got the stands full with all the people from our town. And, you know, I think just all the friends I've made along the way has been, you know, the most special part for me.
Yeah. And what about people you've met? Anybody like that stood out the most there?
I really couldn't think of like any specific people, but I know there's been a lot of really cool people I've met.
Mm-hmm. Could you envision yourself playing Major League Baseball one day?
I mean, you know, that's always the dream. That's what you want to do. That's the goal from a young age. And, you know, I can envision that. You know, I'm going to have to work real hard at it, but, you know, it's still a dream, always has been, and it'll continue to be that way.
Have you been to many major league parks?
I'm a Royals fan, so I've been there quite a few times, but other than that, I mean, I've been to, I think, the Marlins Stadium once, maybe the Twins Stadium. I think that may be it.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Just three. Yeah. Well, you've been busy playing ball, so you don't have much time to go to major league games. So like, who's your favorite Royal of all time?
Probably George Brett. Mm. he's a pretty cool guy. He was really good at baseball. That makes him easy to like. And then some of the guys from the 2015 team when they won the World Series, like Eric Hosmer, he's really cool.
Yeah.
Alex Gordon. Yeah.
Yeah.
Guys like that.
Yeah, Gordon, great defensive left fielder. Maybe one of the best ever.
Absolutely.
So what's the process going to be like for you? Like, what do you need to focus on after you leave Underwood? You still got another year and a half to go. I know that's kind of hard to believe, but what's your main thing that you want to do to improve yourself to take it to University of Iowa and then after that?
You know, I think it's just somewhat of a thing of seeing better pitching. You know, sometimes in high school ball, you don't see very much good pitching, and that's just the way it goes. But, you know, I think just preparing myself, like, at a velocity standpoint, I'm going to see from college pitching, that'd be a big thing. And then, you know, overall, just getting bigger, stronger, faster is the thing I need to do to prepare myself for that next level.
Yeah. What about the team overall? I mean, winning it all last year was special after the year before losing in the finals, and the year before that when you were an eighth grader, of course, getting eliminated early on in the playoffs. You know, do you feel like, you know, winning it last year, does that make you more or less hungry to do it again this year?
I think it makes us even more hungry to do again this year. You know, having that taste of the championship last year, it was an unbelievable feeling last year. And to win it all in front of our town, our family, our friends, it was really an unreal feeling. And you know, the joy that you get from that is unmatched. And to do it with the group of guys that we had was unbelievable. And so this year, you know, it's a much different team than last year. But you know, I think the work we've put in and you know, all the things we've done to prepare for this season is right up there with last year, and I think we're all really hungry to do it again.
Yeah, what's the key for this team to do it again this year?
I think it's just staying locked in every pitch. You know, sometimes we get a little unlocked in, so to speak, at some points in the game, and you know, against lesser opponents, sometimes we tend to, you know, take them for granted, but I think it's about staying locked in every pitch, respecting your opponent, and really just playing hard.
Very good. Well, Garrett's been great visiting with you. Certainly, we're going to be seeing you here shortly. We're going to be broadcasting a couple of your games here later in the season when you meet up with Trainer and then again under Harlan. So that's like right at the end of the regular season. So really excited to see to have those games on our radio station and looking forward to seeing you in person. In the meantime, best of luck and thanks so much.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Garrett Lott, shortstop pitcher junior for Underwood Baseball, joins us here on KSOM.